WB9GKZK7YO. Do you want me to tell you about a deal gone bad?
It's got to be the worst one ever. I know you've had a lot, but it has to be the worst one.
Well, there's several, but probably the worst one that I can think of was when I was a kid. Actually, there was two of them. But one of them involved that, I've lived out in the West Coast. This is K7YOO, in case I didn't say that. Anyway, we're running the usual Army 6900, the 600L, and the 100V. But anyway, what happened was, I had always had homebrew transmitters, and I was pretty much on CW all the time because I didn't build a modulator. And AM, guys were telling me AM was kind of blasé, and this was in the late 60s. You know, I had fallen in with a bad crowd, and I was being influenced by bad people. You know, they were, they had sideband tattoos on their arms and things like that. So anyway, at the local radio store, the guy that ran the store, he says, "Oh, I got a transmitter for you that will work really good." You know, and I'm, in high school at the time. And he sells me, he says, "I've got this Viking pacemaker that I'm using." And, he's a big DX guy. And he says, "I'm kind of upgrading here." But he says, "This would be a great transmitter for, a young guy just kind of starting out." So I buy this Viking pacemaker. And let me tell you, that Viking pacemaker, and I gave my hard-earned money. I didn't have a paper route. I was a commercial fish in the summer. And so anyway, I bought this Viking pacemaker and got it home. And of course, I was all eager to get it on the air. And I was thinking, you just plug it in and hook it up. And I read the manual and did all this stuff. Well, needless to say, that was one of the biggest turds I ever dragged home. What a terrible transmitter. And me and my buddy tried to fix it, and I went back down, and I says, "Hey, that thing really doesn't work." And as the usual, all he says, "Well, it worked when I had it, and you're on your own, And I finally ended up parting the thing out, but it definitely was a But things went worse from there. I saved up more money, and I decided I had to have the best receiver that I could buy in the whole world. And I looked around, and I bought a brand new HQ215 for $529, which was a lot of money back then. And of course, the next month, AES was blowing them out on sale for $249 because they were Hammerland was going out of business. So, needless to say, my early experiences with ham radio were pretty poor. K7YO, back to net.